We're up to Mishlei, the 27th chapter. We're up to Pasuk Chaf. Mishlei Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Chaf. Shol v'avado lo tismahana, v'inei ha'adam lo tismana. Shol, which is one of the levels of perdition. And avado, which is also, I guess, a reference to where a person gets lost. They're never satiated. There's room for everyone. Yeah, shol could also mean the kever, the burial plot. There's always room to bury more. Yeah.
We finished last time at Yudzan. Notel Tena, we didn't get to yet.
Okay, you don't remember we did Pasuk Yutet, Kamaim Hapanim Lapanim Ken Leva Adam La Adam? It's like looking at your reflection in the water. I don't mind doing it again. Let's go back. Misha shomer ta teina, hu yochal ta perot shela. Veshomer Adonav botam mida. Whoever watches his master, he will be honored. Pasuk yudchet. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, we'll review. Notzer teina yochal pirya, veshomer Adonav yechubad. Just like he who watches the teina, he'll get to eat the fruit, because teina could be attacked with worms. You have to watch it. You have to take care of it to make sure that it grows well. If you watch it, then you'll have fruit. By the same token, he who watches his master will ultimately be honored. Yeah? So we reap the fruits of our actions. If we invest, so we'll get back. The guy who's watching the fig tree, what do I have to work for this fig tree? You're not. You'll get back in the end also. What do I have to watch my master for? You're not. You're taking care of yourself. That's how you're going to get your salary at the end of the month. That's how you're going to move up the ladder in life. Kamaim hapanim lapanim ken levadam ladam. Just like when we look into the water, we see our own reflection. So too, when we look at our fellow man, what we see is our reflection. If you walk into the house yelling, you'll get a response that's yelling. If you give a person patience and love, you'll get back patience and love. What we see is really a reflection of ourselves. Pasuk chaf, shol v'avado lo tismana v'inei ha'adam lo tismana. Shol, according to the simple understanding, is the burial plot. The Mabit in his Beit Elokim says that there are a number of names for perdition, and there are different levels, just like there are levels in Gan Eden, we're going up, so too there are levels in going down, hell. So Sheol is one of those levels. I try not to say those words, but Chazal tell us that Lashon Nekiya is only so long as the one you're learning with understands you. If you have to explain something and you're going to use all kinds of nice language and they won't understand you well, so then use the language that they will understand you. Sheol v'avado lo tisbahana. So perdition, the grave, they're never satiated. There's always room for more. So by the same token, v'inei ha'adam, the eyes of men, lo tisbahana, they're never satiated. Person looks at his bank account, he looks at all his money, he looks at all his wealth. There's always room for more. And this goes to all material things. People sometimes think, I'll just look at this and I'll be okay. No, it doesn't work that way. You look at one, you'll want two. You look at two, you'll want four.
Just add a zero to the bank.
Right? And there's always room for more. And a person's eyes are never satiated if he looks to satiate them. Chazal tell us, David HaMelech got confused with the following halacha. Hashem had him forget, or the Satan had him forget. The halacha that says, Eber katan yesh bahadam. There is a small aver in the human being. What is it? It's a small part of the human body. Must be off. You try to satiate it, ra'ev, will always be hungry. The more you try to feed it, the hungrier it gets. Marivo, but if you keep it hungry, savea, then it'll be satiated. You can never satiate it. Shlomo HaMelech said, Einei Adam lo tismana. Person's eyes are never satiated. It's the same thing. Chazal tell us that Tov Marei Einayim Me'alach Nafesh. But we see what we desire. When we see, we are more entertained than the actual action. A person could sit and look in the store and look at the ice cream and he thinks how delicious it'll be. Every time he walks by, he sees those sundaes and the people sitting there and drinking their milkshakes, and he always thinks it's going to be so delicious. And when he gets it, it's not as delicious as he imagined. Chazal said it not about food. Chazal said it about promiscuity, that a person who looks at pornography, a person who's looking at improper pictures, or even he's looking at people that are properly dressed, but he's looking with desire, so he's always imagining, and in his imagination, it's always better than the real thing. The imagination, Chazal say, is more enjoyable than the thing itself. We, in our imagination, there's capacity for everything. The thing itself, it's not what we imagined it would be. So, Inei Adam Lotismana could also be understood in this regard, that a person who is immodest in his eyes, he's always looking at what's out there, he's never going to be satiated. A person, there's always what to look at. Yeah.
So what did David HaMelech
do? David HaMelech tried to subdue his Yetzer by feeding it. At one point in his life, he figured if he'll feed his Yetzer, he'll give him the things that are permitted, then that's the way he'll subdue his Yetzer. And he forgot this halacha, that the way to subdue the Yetzer is the other way around. Starve it, don't feed it. Now, David HaMelech didn't go with women that were prohibited. He went with his wives. But at the end of the day, when it came time for a woman that was prohibited, he had developed his desire by feeding it, and then his desire overtook him. Pasuk Chaf Alef, Matzref Lachesif, V'chur Lazahav, V'ish Lefi Mahalalo. We have different ways of purifying things. To purify silver, we use the vessel that's called a Matzref. To purify gold, we use a vessel that's called a kul. And to check the purity of a human being, you look at the way people praise him. What do people say about the person? The ish, you want to discern how pure he is, you look at the words of those who praise him. What do people say about a person? That's why it's important also when you're dating to see what people say about a person. I don't bite. People tell me sometimes, what should I call their friends for? They'll only say good things. It's a lie. I call friends and I hear all kinds of things. What should I call his rabbi for? He'll only say good things. Read between the lines. And maybe don't call the rabbi if that's what he does. But I've called rabbis and heard all kinds of things. And they don't know who I am. They're talking to me like a Joe off the street. And they tell me all kinds of things. You hear what people say, or what people don't say, or how enthusiastic people are. You want to know who a person is, check out how people talk about him. V'ish lefi ma'alalo. So that's... Okay. Pasuk chafbet. Im tichtosh et ha'evil b'machtesh betoch harifot ba'eli lo tasu me'alav ivalto. If you try to purify the fool, and you think, I'll take the fool, and I will grind him, I'll remove the chaff, I'll try to get rid of all the schmutz that's mixed in with him, but he's a fool. So as much as you try, lo tasu me'alav ivalto, you're not going to be able to remove his foolishness. To an extent, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't even beat up on him. If you have a fool, so a fool is a fool. I once had a guy who, we were both done wrong by a certain individual. So I sat next to him embittered. We were at a simcha. And I said, you know, technically what he did falls under the category of this and this in halacha. And he should be sued. I mean, we could take him to court for what he did. So what does this Joe do the next day? He goes over to the guy and tells him, Frankenthal's planning on suing you, he's going to take you to court. I come home the next day, I get a phone call from the guy, what are you suing me for? Did I say I was suing him? We sat down at a simcha, we were both wronged by this individual, and I told him, you should know that what he did falls under this and this category. Theoretically, he could be sued for it. I didn't say I'm going to sue him. Did I ever go back to the first guy and tell him, you know, what'd you misquote me for? I had to spend the next hour. I had guests and I had this phone call and I couldn't deal with the guests. I'd spend the next hour calming down the other guy. Telling him, look, what you did does fall under that category, but I'm not about to sue you for it. To this day, I mean, I have a guy who's scared I might sue him, and for nothing. I wasn't about to sue him. We were both trying to figure out how to get out of the problem that the guy had put us in, but bottom line, I wasn't about to sue him, and I wasn't even interested in letting him know that I was upset at him for what he did. What he did, and I'm not, he wasn't going to change it, and I wasn't going to fix it. But I realized then that I'm dealing with a fool. I didn't go back to the guy who quoted me. I didn't go back to him and say, what'd you quote me for? Because even if he thought I was going to sue him, by what right does he go to him and tell him, I'm about to sue him? Let me present it the way I see. When he went and did that, he prevented any peace from coming between us two. He went and automatically aroused the fight. I realized, okay, the guy's a fool. I'll just be careful. I'll never talk to him anything that could be misquoted again. So I'm still friendly with the guy. I'll still help him and whatever. But I'm not... I realize he's a fool. When you're dealing with a fool, Shlomo HaMelech warned us. You can beat him as much as you want. You're not going to remove the first guy. What'd you quote me for?
No. The second guy is a bigger fool than the first one.
The second guy isn't a fool. He did an Isser. I mean, I think he did an Isser. It's something that a Bezdin has to decide. What I was telling this guy came to me and started telling me, you know, he did this and this and this, and it wasn't right. He harmed us both. I mean, he caused us a loss, maybe 10,000 shekel each. I mean, it was a serious thing what he did to both of us. It wasn't a minor thing. And I told him, look, this is something which I think falls under this category, but it has to be ruled upon by Bezdin. We can't decide that what he did was wrong. I'm not about to take him to Bezdin because it's too complex and whatever. I didn't think I'd win. At the end of the day, even had I won, he would have been taxed, but I wouldn't have made back the money. It's a complex halacha. At the end of the day, when you quote someone and you quote something that someone was discussing in conversation, even if that's what I thought to do, you see that the person is a fool. Okay, if the person's a fool, so. There's no point in trying to tell him, look, you did this wrong, this wasn't fair, it isn't right. There's nothing to talk about. That's what Shlomo HaMelech tells us. You can beat a fool as much as you want, but you're never going to get anywhere. Yadoa teida penei tzonehecha shitli becha la'adarim. Shlomo HaMelech says, you should know what your sheep look like. People sometimes think, I have a shepherd, I have a manager, so I know that he's taking care of my business. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, you run a business, you have sheep, take a look at your sheep. You have to know what sheep look like. You have to know if they're hungry, if they're thirsty, if they're being taken care of well. Shit lebecha la'adarim, place your heart by your flocks to give them what they need. Ki lo leolam chosin ve'im nezer ledodo. Shlomo HaMelech says, even if you have a lot of wealth, how do you know that your wealth is going to last? Don't disregard the minor things. Don't say, well, that's beneath me to take care of my sheep, to know what my sheep need. No. Ki lo leolam chosin. A person's strength is not eternal. You never know if you're going to stay on top. So if you're running a business, know the business from bottom up. Do you think that the crown of wealth is something that lasts for generations? It doesn't. At some point it leaves. Shlomo HaMelech says, when the days of Nisan comes, and then the chatzir, that's like the grass, that's the first grass. When that passes, so you see the real grass, the deshe, v'ne'esvu isvotarim, and then the grasses grow and are gathered, then kevasim lilvushecha, your sheep will have good wool for your clothing, umchir sadeh atudim, and the animals that you have grazing in the field, when you'll eat their meat and you'll sell their hides, so you'll have the price of the fields that you took care of them for. Meaning Shlomo HaMelech said, know to recognize your sheep, if they're being fed well, if they're not being fed well, because your wealth won't last forever. And when the seasons change, and you'll have taken care of them, and they'll eat good grass, so then you'll have kevasim lilvushecha, your sheep will give you clothing, and the price that you've invested in making sure they had a good sadeh, a good place to graze, will give you good atudim, good animals to eat their meat and sell their hides. Videi chalev izim lelachmecha. ללחם ביתך וחיים לנערותך. And if you took care of your sheep, you yourself, even though you're the big boss, you took the time to make sure that they had what they needed, so then you'll have enough goat's milk to have for your bread, for the bread of your family, and to give life to the to your little children. Now,
what's the difference between your house and your little children?
Maybe your house is your wife. Maybe your house is the rest of the people in your house, your servants. And maybe he's stressing the chayim nenarotecha, that this is really the life of the little children. They need the goat's milk. To them, it's more important. So it's enough milk for your bread and their bread. But for the little ones, this is life. Now, Chazal say this is a mashal for a person who's leading the crowds. He's a rabbi, he's a lecturer, he's a teacher. Chazal tell him, you have to take care of the people, see what they need, guide them slowly. And when you teach, then a lot of people will know your teachings. So then you'll have students and people will... you'll have a following, so to speak. So Chazal said, invest, don't just give a great cheer, invest in the people. Take time to know the face of your sheep. Take time to know your congregants. Take time to take them close. And then slowly you're going to gather herds and you'll develop flocks. You'll have a following. And that's the way a teacher is supposed to act, that he takes the time to know the individuals in the class. Not just that he's standing out there giving a lecture to 500 students and fine, okay. I said what I have to say. So that's what Chazal say. This pasuk has, like every pasuk in Nisei, it has a good message in it. The simple understanding with regard to a person's wealth, and also has an important message in the depths of understanding about Rebbe.